On this day, 29th April, 1921, Rosslea tragedy is recalled. County Court Judge Johnston, K.C., was engaged for several days at Newton Butler Quarter Sessions in Enniskillen in investigating claims for compensation for the burning of houses in Rosslea on February 21st and the burning of other homes in the district on March 22nd. On the morning of February 21st, a unionist named Lester was shot and seriously wounded while taking off his shutters, and that night a large number of houses occupied by Catholics were burned. On March 22nd, houses occupied by Unionists were burned in what was regarded as a counter-reprisal. One witness stated that Mr. Lester was shot in the morning, and later in the day some police came into the town and told the people that they could not be responsible for what might happen. Evidence was given that some people left the town. A witness was asked by the judge who were the men who committed this destruction, and he replied that they were supposed to be from Ulster Volunteers. Major Falls, solicitor for Fermanagh County Council, said there were counter-reprisals in March. Two men named Gordon and Nixon were shot dead, and a great number of houses burnt. Colonel Madden, a Monaghan landlord, said that no portion of the compensation for the burning should be levied off the County Monaghan. He quoted from an article in the Impartial Reporter, a unionist paper, after the Rosslea burnings. It was well known that in County Fermanagh the resolve of the county was 3-1. 3 lives should be taken if 1 were taken, and 3 houses burned if 1 were burnt. Replying, Major Falls described Fermanagh as one of the most peaceable and law-abiding counties in the whole of Ireland, while Monaghan simply reeked with blood and burnings. The evidence showed that on the night the Rosslea houses were burned, 2 bodies of armed men, marching in a military order, were seen coming along the Monaghan Road into Rosslea, and that night a man named Finnegan from Smithborough, County Monaghan, was accidentally killed. Judge Johnston said, as regards the February event, the attacking party were friends or sympathisers with Lester, who had been shot earlier. I have come to the conclusion that they came from County Monaghan. In the various cases, 1/6 of the compensation is to be levied on Fermanagh and 5/6 on Monaghan. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, this case gives a remarkable insight into the nature of the bitter sectarian violence which erupted around Rosslea, involving both the UVF and the local IRA. A peace conference in Clones is said to have finally quelled the violence.